The connection between suicide and serial killers is an interesting one. On the surface, one might think, oh, these are individuals who'd be very prone to ending their own life, considering what they did. But that's not really always the case. In fact, it's quite often not nearly the case. Joining us to discuss this interesting observation, Dr. Catherine Ramsland is joining us. Thank you so much for being here. It's always an honor to be talking with you and getting your insight on things like this. Catherine, let's just start out at the beginning. What common psychological traits have you observed among serial killers who actually do commit suicide? And let's talk about how likely it is that one actually does carry that out.
Well, first I will say a lot of people think all serial killers are alike, and they're not. There's a lot of diversity among them in terms of their personalities, their disorders, their motivations, even the way they kill people and why. So, of course, there's going to be differences among their reasons for killing themselves. Now, one thing I'll say, being a suicidologist, is that a lot of times people don't give their motivations, and only about at most 25% even leave notes. And in the notes, they hardly give their motivations, almost never. So we're speculating. And here and there, we have some who made it very clear why they're doing this. So there's a range of responses to them being investigated. About 5% kill themselves before they're even identified. There was one in France, I think last year, the year before, who killed himself. He was a former police officer, and then it turned out that he confessed to several murders at the same time that people had not linked to him. So here and there, you'll have that. Sometimes they'll kill themselves as an investigation is getting close, and they think they're going to be apprehended, or they are apprehended, like Leonard Lake, and he was ready, killed himself as soon as he was arrested. Or they kill themselves very quickly in prison while they're awaiting their trial. Sometimes they will wait until they're convicted and kill themselves fairly soon after that. Some will wait a few years after they're convicted to kill themselves.
Yeah.
And some will go serve out their sentence, but maybe they'll get some kind of condition like cancer, which is probably what happened with Ted Kaczynski. And they'll decide they want to end it, like people in ordinary life will maybe do the same thing for the same reason. So there's a lot of variations on why they're doing this. A few have expressed remorse, so it's their conscience that leads the way. A few have said they will never, like Jack Unterweger, an Austrian serial killer, said he'll never spend another day in prison. He had been freed because he was a writer, and the Viennese literati believed art had cured him. He went on to kill 11 people, and he was convicted, and he had sworn he would never spend another day in prison. So he committed suicide as a way to exercise control.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of variation on the motivations.
When we talk about those motivations, and I was wondering about that, is it in a majority of cases or a higher percentage of cases, more so them exercising their control, if you will, versus actual remorse for the crime or being overtaken by guilt or anything of that nature?
Yeah, the ones who have expressed remorse are a really low percentage. Doesn't mean some of the others don't feel remorse. It just means we only know if they've expressed it in some kind of note or said it to somebody. And that's, you know, for example, there was one, Mac Ray Edwards, who was murdering children, and he turned himself in and he wanted the death penalty. And he tried to commit suicide twice in prison before he was convicted. And even getting the death penalty, didn't want to wait. So he ended up committing suicide, and he did talk about his remorse and his feeling that he was a monster. There have been a few like that, but they are in the minority.
When we talk about remorse, is their definition of remorse something far different than what we would think of when we think of remorse? Meaning, is their remorse more so, I got myself in this sort of trouble and now I'm unhappy because I'm behind bars? Or is it remorse truly for the victims and the lives that they took.
It's the same thing we mean with the difference between remorse and regret.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. We might regret we've done something that got us into a trap or, you know, we made a mistake versus being really sorry about it. So same for them. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't tell you how deeply they feel because I don't know. I don't know how deeply anybody feels. I can only tell from what language they use and what behavior they use. So I think there certainly are some who regret it. So you will see something like Leonard Lake immediately killing himself or Fred West killing himself right away. No remorse there. Just, I'm not going to go to prison.
Yeah.
And I regret that I'd made a mistake that got me caught.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Is there any correlation between the methods in which they ended for themselves? Guns, hanging, all of that?
It's typically shooting or hanging. That's quite often. Often they will have guns. So if they think the law is approaching, they'll use that. In prison, they don't have a gun. So hanging is the next best thing. Typically, occasionally you'll have, like Richard Trenton Chase had medications because he had schizophrenia. And so he hoarded them and then overdosed. So occasionally you'll have somebody with the means to do it that way. But the most often we see is shooting and hanging.
Often when we think about serial killers, think about cold, calculated individuals who have no empathy, no real emotion for others. So the idea of them killing themselves, kind of like the idea of a narcissist killing themselves, it's not super common. When we're talking about it, though, and we're trying to get to the root of why some do and why some don't, is there anything in their background that correlates to this in terms of upbringing or mindset or something that maybe, you know, makes that a different duck than the others?
Yeah, I think we do see in the backgrounds of some of those serial killers who committed suicide, psychiatric issues in the home. So in other words, mental instability with the parents or some kind of mismanagement that really is psychiatrically based. And they're also the ones, if they're sexually compelled, because not all serial killers are, if they're sexually compelled, they're also the ones who often commit the most deviant or extreme acts. So they have mental instability in their background. And I just want to say something about the whole notion of they have no empathy. They do actually, they can experience what people are feeling, but they just don't care because they are the center of the world. But narcissists will commit suicide if they want to exert one last way to keep control over their situation, because that's a narcissistic suicide. I am going to be the one who makes that determination. So you'll definitely find suicide with narcissists for that reason.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.